And now, the Goldbergs. You know, Molly Goldberg is one of those kind of women who doesn't think a job is finished until she's played it out to the very end. It wasn't enough for Molly just to help Oriane and her son by taking them in and keeping them for a while. No, Molly's trying to see to it that Oriane gets a good job or a good business, a way of making a living and making a home for little David. Right now, Molly's idea is that Oriane and Mr. Way go into partnership in the chicken business. Now, of course, Mr. Way doesn't have much of a chance in Lastonbury because his past is dead against him, but with Oriane on the outside making contacts and getting customers while he does the farm work, well, things might work out. Molly hasn't broached her scheme to Oriane just yet, but she's thinking furiously, planning, maneuvering. Listen.
Rosalie, so come quickly, darling. The water's standing. Come waiting. And bring the soap in a big towel, please.
I don't know why that couldn't wait, Mom.
Well, why should it wait, darling? Why should it wait? Now I have a minute, so come, let me shampoo you. Come, dear.
I can wash my own hair, Mom.
All right, darling. Don't I know you can wash your own hair? Don't I know that? Well, come, darling. 1, 2, 3, and I'll be finished. Come.
All right.
So bend down over here, dear.
But don't get any soap in my eyes,
Mom. I wouldn't get any soap. Why should I get soap? Bend a little lower.
All right?
A little lower.
It's all right. I'm not uncomfortable that way.
Oh, a little lower. Listen. It's too hot?
No. No, it's all right.
It's too cold?
No, it's just right, Mom.
Slow cold?
Uh-huh.
All right. All right. Bend a little bit. Where did David's mother go, Rosalie?
To the village, I think.
Uh-huh. She didn't took David?
She's with Dr. Tater Sr. He likes to ride with him.
I like to ride with him. That's a child. Stand, darling. Don't wiggle.
Oh, you're getting soap in my eyes, Mom.
It's soap in your eyes. So, all right? Apologize. All right?
All right.
Better? All right.
Mom, why did Oriane change her mind about staying at the Cater house?
She wants to be here better, that's right.
I'm glad. The house would be very empty without them now.
Mm-hmm, very empty. I'm so used to them now. Very used to them. She's going in the chicken business. She's going to be a partner with Mr. Way.
Mr. Way?
Mm-hmm. Don't pick up your head.
Well, Mr. Way?
Mm-hmm. I didn't told her yet. She don't know yet. I have to tell her. Stay, darling. Stay.
All right.
Here's the towel.
No, I forgot it.
I forgot.
Well, what does she know about the chicken business?
What does she have to know? She'll only have to get the business from the hotel people to sell the chickens, broilers, to the hotel. Where's the towel?
Fanny, bring the towel down for me.
A big one, dear. A Turkish one, please. Bend, darling. Bend now. Let me rinse you. Just
don't
a minute.
Put your hand on my head that way.
Stop. More. Put my hand on that way. Bend.
All right.
Right.
Maybe Oriane won't want it.
What do you mean she wouldn't want it? Why shouldn't she want it?
Well, because Mr. Way is...
You want, Ma?
Yes, dear.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, dear. Take your phone, family, dear. Come here downstairs. Let me wipe you.
Hello? Yes?
Yeah, who's the yes?
Yes?
What's the yes?
Oh, for you, Ma.
Oh, me?
Take it, Ma. I'm going to ride my own.
Who's the family?
Dr. Tater.
Local?
No, New York.
Oh, Dr. Tater Jr. in New York?
I'll make a little wager with somebody.
Hello? Yes?
There's a nasty fragrance of love in the air.
What's
yes? I can't hear, please. It's Dr. Tater. Hello?
What do you mean that there's a fragrance of love in the air?
Just
slow
but
distance, please. Silence a moment, period.
All right,
hello?
Ma.
Dr. Tater, she's not here at the moment. No, she's not here at the moment. Yeah? Oh, very well, doctor. Very well. Call back in a few minutes. I'll find her because she's here about someplace. Very well. Goodbye.
What is it, Ma?
Dr. Cater has a very fine position for Oriane.
In New York?
Yeah, a reception at a hospital she should be.
Receptionist, Ma.
Whatever she want to do, so she'll do. Receptionist, let be. No.
The chicken business, Ma.
All right, darling, whatever she want to do, so she'll do.
What chicken business?
Dry your hair over, please.
What chicken business?
Mr. Way is offering to take Oriane into the chicken business.
Does she know about it?
Not yet. She doesn't know. Dry yourself good, Rosalie, dear.
I am, Ma.
Family, you go over to Martha's, and maybe she's over there. Maybe she went over to Martha's to help her fix her hat. And I'll walk over to Mike Matricia because Dr. Cater's going to call back in 10 minutes.
All right, Ma.
And go up, Rosalie, darling. Change yourself. You're all wet.
All right.
Come, Scotty.
Please, Sporty in the house, Ma. His nose is dry.
Go in, Sporty. Your nose is dry.
Come here, Sporty.
Your nose is dry.
Come here.
Go to lift. If Orianne should come in the meantime, don't mention anything to her,
because I want to tell her about Mr. Wayne the chicken's foot personally. You hear me?
Uh-huh. But don't talk.
All right.
Because I want her to make her own incision.
Decision.
Or let me let you set loose.
Come here, Sporty. Come here. Don't you feel well, huh? I mean, I'll feel your nose. Oh, it's all dry. Come here, Sporty. This way. You're getting old, Sporty. Now, told you. Down. Oh, Mr. Way? Excuse me. I just had my hair washed. I think my mother'll be right back. She just went out to tell Orianne that Dr. Cato is calling from New York. He has a position for her as a receptionist, and my mother doesn't want me to tell her so Orianne can make up her own mind about being partners in the chicken business or going to work in New York. So if this telephone call comes in, will you please take it, because I'm going upstairs. I'll be right down.
You stay down, Sporty. Excuse me, Mr. Way. Stay down, Sporty. That's a boy.
Come here, fella. Come on. Sit up. Shake hands. That's the boy.
Will you take the phone, please? I'm in the doctor's office.
All right. Hello? Hello? Yes? No, Mrs. Leland hasn't come back yet. Will you tell him to call back? Oh, hello. Wait a minute. Here is Mrs. Leland now. Hello? Hello?
A call for me?
Yes. They hung up. I told him to call back in a little while.
What was it?
Dr. Cater from New York.
Dr. Cater?
He has a position for you.
Did he tell you that?
He told it to Mrs. Goldberg. She's looking for you to tell you the good news.
Oh.
Is that you, Mrs.
Leland? Yes, Rosie.
I'll be right down. I think my mother is looking for you. She wants you to make your own decision.
Decision about what?
You really don't have any decision to make, Mrs. Leland. A receptionist at a hospital is a decent, intelligent job. And you'll be able to be in New York where no one cares who you are or what you are or where you're from.
Yes.
Dr. Cater seems very interested in your future.
Not very.
Interested enough to help.
Everyone's been very kind to me since I came here with David.
Perhaps that's because you make people feel kindly towards you. Well, I'm very glad you got this position open. And I wish you lots of luck with it.
Oh, I'm looking for you. I'm looking for Dr. Cater.
Yes, I know.
Oh, so to make up your mind, Orianne, what would you rather do?
I have no choice. A position is a position. Well, you have to make a living.
But maybe you can make a living also in the chickens.
Chickens?
Chickens. Didn't you mention it, Mr. Vaughn?
Oh, I didn't think it was worthwhile, Mrs. Goldberg. You can't compare what I've got to offer with a good position. A job in the hospital will be certain, easy, interesting, with a good salary, or else Dr. Cater wouldn't have bothered to call. And if Mrs. Leland becomes my partner in the chicken business, well, it's not the most delicate kind of work. It's not the kind of work for a woman like Mrs. Leland, or for any woman for that matter. So, I know if I were Mrs. Leland, that I'd be...
The telephone. I'll take it. Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Leland. Yes, Dr. Cater. I see. Yes. Yes. Yes, but... I'm sorry. But I can't take it. Well, because I'm going into the chicken business with Mr. Wade.
There's something very strange and insistent in the way Orianne continuously refuses Dr. Cater's help. It may mean she dislikes him or likes him, but it doesn't explain why she always defends the ex-convict, ex-swindler, ex-man from another life, Mr. Wade.